Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua, the program, ladies and gentlemen.
I believe tonight is the Tua Luau. Means we'll get some more words from Tua on what he's got to say, if he's got a thing or two to say about a thing or two.
I'm sure you guys talked about it, but looking pretty slim. Looking pretty slim.
Yeah, he is looking pretty slim, huh?
Pretty
you know
slim.
What that means, Marcos?
I heard he's been working on his mobility.
Mobile,
that's
dude.
What I've been hearing.
You're back!
I'm telling you. Ooh, and then he has a second
Marcos.
Sleeve.
You want-
Marcos,
dude, you-
it's just... gradual evolution of a professional athlete.
You want to know what made me more excited though, Marcos?
Yeah.
You know, we're sitting here, we're talking like, oh, what are the Dolphins going to do? Let's get a lineman. Let's get a defensive lineman.
Mm.
You see what happened yesterday on social media?
Mm, was it a
little... familiar? Go ahead.
Was it a little speed demon on our radar by any chance?
Speed demon, dude. Leroy, you see yesterday on social media who posted a little photo of Mike McDaniel, none other than fastest man ever in draft combine history, but Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy,
ooh,
who posted on his Instagram. What does he mean by that?
Oopsies galore.
Oopsies.
Wow.
Little.
Wow.
This is what I'm saying. You know, this is why I like Mike McDaniel. You know,
my apple and shut up.
Instead of doing the responsible thing, because this guy is a head coach, he looks like he's enjoyed being the head coach. You know, goes courtside seats. He's hobnobbing, dresses well, dresses to the nines. It's his first ever first round pick. Let's have a little fun, baby. Why just have two of the fastest wide receivers in the league?
Wow.
When you could have three. Very interesting.
I'm intrigued, dude. I am intrigued.
Hey, my fancy is tickled. Responsibility is for suckers.
We'll take my fancy is around. Tickled. Wow. 4.21? 4.21?
Wow.
I don't think I can make it to the door within the studio I'm in right now. Dude. In 4.21.
A laser, you know? What you know, who needs a mauler when you could just go out there and you could just say, hey, try catching all of us now, huh?
Come on now, dude. Who needs a mauler when you got a baller?
What's he? What is he? 6'1", 170?
Yes, exactly. 6'1", 170. Oh, you've been doing your research.
Wow.
So let me get this straight. Let me get this straight.
Wow.
Six one, 170 pounds.
Yeah,
for any of the three of us to get to 170 pounds, we would have to cut off both arms and legs.
I haven't been 170 pounds since I hit double digit age.
I think I was. Let me guess. Ninth grade.
Wow. What was his combine weighing, though, Marcus? Was he a little heavy at the combine? Do we know?
Let's see. Let's check his combine, bro. They have him listed at 172, but who knows what is? Oh, my God. His combine profile, though. On Google, they had him at 172. On NFL.com, 165.
165? Dude.
He's even faster.
He's supposed to be fast at 165 pounds.
He's
the fastest.
Yeah.
You can't get faster than him.
Dude.
Leroy, you have to replace.
No, I'm not doing this.
We had these concerns
I'm not
with
doing this.
Hold on. We had these concerns.
This is not the fight game. This is not UFC or boxing where the guy across from you is gonna be the same weight.
I understand. And there's of course that viral video of L'Jarius Sneed just completely, I mean, jamming Tyreek Hill to hell.
Nasty.
And that was not, that was
165 is going to look like getting jammed.
Oh, I mean, you can't jam everyone, dude.
Let's be clear.
Catch him first.
Tyreek Hill is almost 20 pounds heavier than him.
Wow.
Okay. Say that out loud. Tyreek Hill.
But what about Slim Reaper? Remember we had these concerns about Slim Reaper? He had a nice career.
Just going to look him up right now.
He was 185.
Boy,
nah, come on.
No, no way.
He's Slim Reaper.
Yeah.
6 foot, 170. What was his combine measurements, though? Hmm. Oh, he might not have gotten the combine because he might have been.
That's true. Wasn't he injured or something like that?
No. Oh, was it?
No, I don't remember.
Heisman.
6 foot, 170.
Yeah.
Yeah, same
thing, dude.
6'1", 170?
No, just 6 foot. Look at that.
Yeah, shorts. You know? What is that? You know? And by the way, not the fastest. No, he did with the Heisman.
Yeah, whatever. What has he done for me lately?
Wait, he won the Heisman, and his running mate went before him.
He was better.
Crazy. He was better. You know, his running mate was hurt. You bolstered his statistics.
Absolutely.
What?
Come on.
You know, the kickoffs is different now.
You know what? You know what's crazy? I know there's certain topics.
Yeah.
That we would discuss that those baby blues are going to just start gleaming and glowing And it's just like, just.
It's not the responsible thing to do, but it's the fun thing to do.
I'm exhausted because you also be the first person to talk about the offensive line sucking.
Well, look.
No. See, that's.
Hold on.
No.
Look, we could do the response. We could go take, you know, Powers Johnson. We can go
I'm not even saying they should draft the offensive lineman. I'm just saying don't draft a position you don't need.
It's definitely not the responsible thing to do.
Right.
But
there's a lot. Wait. Okay. Even from your perspective,
yeah,
there's a lot of needs that need to be filled. If you go draft somebody at a position you already have, that's the beginning of just complaints during the season. You know it.
He's so fast, Leroy. He's so fast. And he loves it. He seems like he's hit it off with Mike McDaniel. Didn't he call him a weirdo?
Yeah, and that's always a sign of affection. Everyone else calls him weirdo, too.
Yeah.
I gotta,
let's give Mike McDaniel some toys.
I mean, I'm not against it, dude.
Dade South says you can get him in the second. What if we get him in the second? Will you be happy? You still feel like we should go?
I'm still of the belief that the draft is always very fluid. And so you have to kind of play the draft. So what players are going to be available versus who you pick is going to matter to me more than anything. You see what I'm saying? It's easy to say I want to go get an offensive lineman, but if you get to the 21st pick and you don't have a grade that's that high for offensive lineman, you don't take him.
You ever feel like it's the responsible thing to buy a jet ski? No, but it's fun.
Sometimes you need a jet ski, dude.
You would manipulate the whole situation to make it seem like you need the jet ski.
Last time I was on a jet ski, I actually went overboard.
Happens a lot, dude. You know,
you can't go over. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Marcos?
Yeah.
Sharp turn.
Will you please tell the jackass?
I've gone overboard multiple times, though. So
you don't go overboard.
Oh, you do. You do.
It's not called.
What do you do?
It's a little. It's a mini boat. It's a little small boat.
Just getting bucked?
Did you just call it a mini boat?
Yeah, it's a one-person boat.
Oh, my God.
Game Boy says it's responsible to buy a soccer van. But we're going for a Lamborghini.
Ooh. Got twins on the way? Get in the Lambo.
Pack them up?
Yeah, exactly. One in the front seat.
Would you agree, though, like after they're at the pro day? Because I think they were even there. I don't even think they were there to see him at the pro day. I think they were there to see the tight end. But would you agree that like Mike McDaniel's got to have at least a 15-minute like badgering session of Chris Greer to be like, come on, baby.
No,
come on, baby. And
no.
He's like,
no,
like,
no.
Like, what are you doing?
You know what? If in Mike's dream world, right? If he could get any player, he would want that tight end from Georgia.
Bowers?
That would make it. He would not give a rat's ass who else got drafted.
Yeah, they're not going to get him, though.
I know they're not. But I'm just saying that's his dream draft. Like, I personally, listen, I think, here's Mike in the draft. All right, he did 21st pick. All right, here's who we got right. Damn.
Well, what's wrong, Mike?
The two best options are offense and defensive line. Now, I know Socrates would do the right thing. And he, like, is there any other way?
Wouldn't it be something that, like, Mike McDaniel, what if he did, like, a switcheroo in the war room? Like, hey, don't worry about it, Chris. So, like, Chris Greer leaves at, like, pick four. He goes, I got time. And so, like, then they locks him out of the war room, and he makes the call.
No, the coach doesn't send a pick yet.
Why not?
Because he doesn't.
No, I'm saying, but like,
no,
I know, but like, he,
no,
like,
when you're making up stuff,
Chris Greer's got to go to the vending machine.
If Chris Greer Wait. If Chris Greer leaves the draft room that close to his
pick. I'm going to get a Snickers, guys. I'll be right back.
Hey, if he leaves the draft room that close to his pick, just keep going. Just grab your Snickers and keep going. No.
We'll take a break. That Silly Sauce headline brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
I'll put you in a better mood. Christian Wilkins spoke.
I like him.
You miss him?
I miss him. I don't like him in black. Right?
Take a break.
Doing the splits for other teams. Yeah. Right? I like my guy agitating. Right?
Take a break. Back after this.
I'm a big snack time guy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
It's a major move right here, baby. You gotta get with it or get lost. You understand?
Yeah. This young Lord.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it today. And you can listen to all of us. You can listen to us on demand, on your podcast, on your Radio Rewind feature. And you guys can come watch the show, Miami 560 WQAM, everybody who is there in the chat. Appreciate you guys. If you're just tuning in the first hour, we learned today, O.J. Simpson passes away at the age of 76, has a battle with cancer. And, man, Leroy, you knew OJ pretty well, yeah. Like you golfed several times with OJ. Yeah. After obviously of course the crazy craziness that was before, the murder trial and all that stuff. But he lived down here for a while.
Yeah, he lived down here for a while, and what do you do? Like I never knew how to really handle that whole situation, right?
Yeah.
Like, beforehand, you ain't thinking, oh, that guy could possibly kill somebody or, whatever. You don't think of people you hang out with like that. And then something like that happens and you think, oh, does that mean that how I felt about this person? You know what I mean? It was a weird dynamic,
It was a strange dynamic, like this last part of his life, because, you know, he had the whole thing with the memorabilia case where he actually, you know, went to jail for that. Right. And then, you know, he gets out and then kind of finds this newfound fame again through social media, you know, because the OJ show that was terrible on FX. You had Schwimmer playing the Kardashian.
Yeah.
Juice. Juice.
Right.
You had the 30 for 30, which obviously documented everything in his life, from, you know, his fame to his talents to the murder trial to the craziness that was his South Florida life.
I remember I remember, like, even playing, because it was while we were, you know, while I was playing football. Like, we stopped what the hell we were doing. Right? You know, like, it's just, I never actually knew how to, you know, deal with it. Not deal with it from the standpoint of, you know, you have somebody who you associate with who you've hung out with, who you golf with or whatever, and then this happens. Does that mean that you no longer, like, I never knew how to do that, because I was one of those people, if I called you my friend, you're my friend, and you could do some dumb stuff and get in trouble, but what could anybody do? Like, I didn't know how to, I just kind of.
I think the thing that was crazy, like, there was like all the, you know, I was very young when the trial was going on. Like, right. I was, what was the trial, 94? 94, 95, 96?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm bad at math. My brain just broke. Anyway, sorry, it was like eight, nine when this trial is going on. But yeah, everybody says that was a crazy experience, because like the world stopped. The NBA finals when the Bronco chase was going on.
Right.
Nuts, dude.
It was crazy. The whole, you know, like how that trial played out was crazy, right? And it was every day on TV and every day, like, yeah. So, you know, yeah, he was already polarizing, because he was probably one of, it was Jim Brown who did movies and it was OJ, right? And so, and he was on, I think he was on Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football, yeah. No, he was, right. I mean, the Hertz, like, spokesperson. I think that's probably why it was so shocking, right? Like, this guy was a kind of a darling of right. America.
Right, but it's like, what they say, players F up too. You know, like, I don't know, like, you know, you can't, people do some crazy stuff, man. And I just kind of, you know, shrugged my shoulders and kept it moving.
Hey, like, Twitter world.
Like, if you know somebody and people ask you, oh, what do you think? Did you think he did it? And I'm like,
I think we all think he did it. I don't think there's many people who don't think he did it. I think the thing that's crazy about it is he got away with it. And then there was always, like, you know, the book that came out, If I Did It, and then that got stopped. Like, it was like in the aftermath of, you know, the killing of his wife and the other individual, like, and they had, you know, the civil suit that they basically made it so OJ couldn't make any money other than what, his pension.
Right.
Pretty wild, man.
He says, man just categorized murdering two people as players mess up too. That's not what I was doing. That's why, remember I said, that's why I just shrugged my shoulders and kept it moving, for that reason right there. Like,
yeah, if you guys are kids, like, when Leroy played golf with OJ, he didn't ask him after every hole, hey, come on, man, you can tell me.
You can tell me, dude.
Right. On, like, I don't know.
It's just us.
I don't know. Again, I say to you guys, I myself didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know what to do. Here's a guy I hung out with, ate food with, golfed with on a number of occasions, right? And then this comes up. I don't know how to, like, do I, you know, do what you guys are doing, right? Or do I just defend him to the end? I had no idea what to do.
Yeah, it's an awkward thing.
It's how an do you awkward like, thing.
It's an awkward thing when you're friends of some with somebody who was super famous and then super infamous.
Right. Like
you're
and here's the thing that I can be that a lot of you morons can't be. I can be honest about that situation and how it played out to me. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I tried to do that. I tried to explain it. And there's always going to be a jackass. And naturally, man just categorized more than two people as players mess up too. That's it. That's all he got from what I was trying to. Still awkward to me. Still very awkward.
Of course.
Right. And so, like,
I'm not trying to put you in an awkward position.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I'm explaining it as I was experiencing. You experienced it different because you did not know OJ. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is somebody I golfed with, ate with, party with, whatever. It takes a different, it has a different, you know, it hits me differently than it hits you. I don't know how to actually, I guess you don't ever learn how to deal with something like that.
How could you deal with something?
No, again.
And especially if you have a relationship with a guy, a decent relationship where you guys enjoyed time together. Like, it's not like O.J. Simpson is spending his entire existence not knowing how to live like that. Very clearly, there's an element of OJ that seemed to like being the center of attention. Cool. That's why he was on social media. Like, he was a very captivating guy. Why do you think that everybody is, you know, there's a lot of people who have murdered people or allegedly murdered people, but this guy was one of the biggest football stars on the planet, then one of the biggest media stars, movie stars on the planet.
Right.
And really, really seemed to like fame, really liked it, really liked being liked. And it's got to be it had to be a strange thing because, yeah, you probably were in moments where he was getting what he liked. Like,
okay, can I add another twist to this?
Yeah.
Is that not only that, but you get to hang out with a guy who you idolized growing up.
That's crazy too.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I told you, I was never really starstruck. And I wasn't starstruck by him because he wasn't like that, right? And the only person that I've ever like been speechless with is Gale Sayers. That's it. Everybody else I can hang out with and just be me and whatever, right? So just imagine growing up and remember seeing him as a kid be the first person to run for 2,000 yards. In 14 games.
14 games.
Right? And so now you're and then the movies and the Hertz commercials and now he's calling you and asking you if you want to golf. Right? So it's not just you guys are looking at it from a different perspective than I am.
Yeah.
And although I may come to the same result that you did, it's a little bit different. And it's harder for me to get there because of everything else. And we all have people in our lives that screw up and do things and you get confused about how do I handle this now?
Right? I get it, dude. Like, that's that. I don't even know how you could wrestle. Like
I don't. I went back and forth. I went back and forth with it. All the time.
I think the thing just want to know like, is
crazy.
I just really want to know is, did you kick his ass in golf or did he beat you? Like,
yeah,
like
was he a good golfer? That's something. He had big hands.
An interesting point. Mm. Like, he could barely walk until he got his knees done. He didn't get his knees done until after the trial, and so that's also the other aspect of it that you. You're with this guy and you see him laboring. And so just my perspective is so much different than people just turning on the TV and watching OJ and thinking, here's an athlete or here's a famous person that's going to get off.
My perspective was totally different to the point where I was so confused with how to handle it. I just shut the hell up. I never said anything about it ever.
And that's Leroy.
And that's me.
That's Leroy.
Who has pretty much an opinion about everything.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll take a pause, and then we will mix things on up. The return of Marcos's mix, although Dan did pretty good mixed bags, dude. You got to step the game up. You got to remember why people say, like, hey, this is my mixed bag.
Oh, okay.
You got to take back the bag.
You know what? I'm taking back the bag. Next.
Back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Man, Twitter is brutal.
It's a day. It's a day on Twitter.
It's nothing nice.
It is a day. If you are in for the O.J. Simpson death jokes, they are a plenty on Twitter today.
Hey, by the way, world, yours truly.
Hey, O.J. I got a note from the Panthers, by the way. I know there's been a bit of a pain in the ass with the Marlins Panthers schedule on where to find games. But Adeline from the Panthers, Adeline has let us know that Saturday's game for the Panthers against Buffalo is going to air on Bally Sports Sun. So just take note, looking for the Panthers game on Saturday. They're back in action tonight, but they will be on Bally Sports Sun.
Like, I just have a row of Bally stations.
Yeah.
And I just flip through all of them to see.
Some do. Yeah. I think if you have certain TVs, they have alternate channels, but some people have been frozen out and they have to watch on the app. And it's a pain in the butt to some people. I watch on the app, which, listen, the beginning of Heat season and Panther season was killing me because that Bally Sports app was garbage. They fixed it. But it was. But if you are looking for it, Saturday's Panthers game is on Bally Sports Sun. Marcos.
Yes.
Would you like to mix it up?
Let's mix it on up. All righty then. You guys familiar with Coach John Calipari?
Sure am.
Heard of old Coach Cal, huh?
Kind of weird seeing him in red.
Very weird seeing him in red, but...
But they play the part, don't they? Oh, my goodness. He got out of that blue so fast. So fast.
I tell you what.
My favorite is the football coach, and all of a sudden they mysteriously got the tie, and then they're saying their little catchphrase. Like, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The accent comes out of nowhere. Family.
Oh, my family. I'm like, wow.
You want to know what I did like, though, about Coach Cal?
Yeah, what's that?
Did you see all the NBA player reaction to it? Everybody loves him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Tyler, Kat.
Everybody.
Everybody. Like, because that dude knew what he was. Look, he changed with the times. He knew he built a one-and-done factory, and they all seemed to, like, you can't deny what his success rate was with it.
Well,
the thing that makes it tough, though, is when it goes bad, you only got guys there for 1 year.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
And you got to do it over and over and over again. And I don't know what Kentucky was thinking, because what do you think? Like, when you do one and dones, if the ones don't work, you got to do it over again.
So what did he say, Marcos?
If you are a basketball fan, you have faith in Coach Cal, and you're going to need it if you are an Arkansas Razorback fan, as Coach Cal is coming in firing, saying there's only one person on his team currently constructed. We'll see how NIL, transfer portal, and other signees respond, but this is what Coach had to say.
And you know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, I got to... Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together. And some of it is a little bit of everything, but we will. It may take a little longer because there are kids that put their name in the NBA draft that are going to go through some of the process.
Man.
All right. I met with the team. So there is no team.
How would you like to be on that Arkansas team?
There's not even like a walk-on. Like there's not an intangibles there. Like, you know, like a double zero who's just like, we got it, coach. Now,
Hold on. I'll say this to you. Name an Arkansas basketball player.
I can't. Okay. I can't.
So he wasn't like the fact that he said it out loud. There's a reason why your past coach ain't there no more, right? You guys haven't been very good. And guess what? Everybody want NIL? Here's the other side of NIL, right? The other side of NIL is if you can get another player, somebody got to go.
Yep.
So, why everybody talk about, yeah, pay the kids. Hey, don't. Guess what? When Arkansas was the only one that offered you a scholarship and you thought you was going to get your 4 years and be able to play college basketball, well, NIL canceled that. You get a year, and if you don't prove you can do anything for the team and somebody else could come in and play that position and get some NIL, you go.
What else you got, Marcos?
Leroy, this is from someone who is near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins.
Oh, come on. No. Yes,
I know. None of us like to see him in the silver and black, unfortunately. But recently he was on the Third and Long podcast, and he had a few quotable moments, including whether or not Tua is a system quarterback.
Please say no. A lot of talk about, you know, throughout the year, Cam Newton, system quarterback versus,
right.
A special elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. Tua was put in that conversation. You've been around him his whole career. Talk to us about Tua, you know, as a quarterback. And
yeah, I think, you know, I really had a front row seat to Tua and his growth and his development as a player and just as a teammate, as a leader, all that. He came in the year after I was, after I was drafted and everything. So I was, you know, be able to see his whole process and everything like that. And it's just been cool to watch. Coming in, like, you know, I feel like in a way we kind of had similar stories. You know, he was obviously highly successful at Alabama, national championships and, you know, all that good stuff. So, you know, now you come into the league and it's like, all right, now what? Like, this ain't college no more, you know, kind of thing. So obviously he went through his stuff, had his struggles early, but now, you know, Pro Bowl, MVP finalists and all that. And, you know, I don't care what system or what scheme or anything like that. I mean, you're the one out there still playing. So I definitely shout out to him, just the things he's been able to do and accomplish. And it was just cool having a front row seat to watching his development as a player.
I don't know, dude.
Wait. I know that look, Tobin. Tobin's like, he didn't really say he wasn't.
I'm telling you, dude. I would have liked to, I would have hoped that Wilkins would have, gone to bat a little bit more.
Can I just say, you hear the part you want to hear?
That's not true, right? Not at all.
Because here's the most important line. I don't care whether it's a system or an offense or whatever. The player still has to go on the field and play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they said the same thing about Brock Purdy until somebody else was in there.
wouldn't call it a ringy endorsement. I would say it's a tepid endorsement. You know, I wish. Yeah. I think.
What would your endorsement be?
All right.
Hold on.
You'd be the interviewer, whatever his name,
3 Pod.
Yeah, yeah. And you ask me.
Yeah. So, you know, Cam and some others said that Tua was, you know, a system quarterback, and you have been with Tua since the beginning of his career. You know, what are your feelings on Tua? He didn't ask, do you think Tua was a system quarterback or not? He said, what are your feelings? He said, what are your feelings about Tua? So I'm going to ask it the same way. No.
Answer my question. I want to be Frank Christian Wilkins.
No, okay. But still, right. Answer the question.
All right. Well, first of all, let me just start and say Tua is totes adorbs. All right. We both had to deal with that meanie weenie Brian Flores. Okay. Who was just a bully. And, you know, for Tua to have to deal with that harassment earlier in the year while this guy was flirting with Deshaun Watson says something about him. I remember when Flores was doing the same thing with me and Aaron Donald. You know, one time I was in practice and Flo said, you say you're the next Aaron Donald, you're more like the next Donald Duck.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's not nice, Flo. Okay. And so I know the kind of hardship Tua was going through. This guy, let me just tell you something, dude. One of, if not the best quarterback in the league this side of Patrick Mahomes. Okay, wow. Maybe Mahomes. Okay, he's the best bat. He's the GOAT. But Tua, he's on the farm. And I don't really think it's crazy what Cam Newton. First of all, fix your hats. Second of all, what Cam Newton said, crazy.
Fix your hats. Great, great. Ringing.
That's what I would have liked him to say.
Perfect. Hold
on. Ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Hold on.
You. First of all, fix your hats.
What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? So you want a grown ass man who just got $100 million to say totes adorbs?
Yeah.
Don't
forget meanie weenie.
And meanie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry.
Do you understand this guy grabbing people junk during football games? He ain't saying meanie weenie.
He also sings Hamilton.
Not on the field. What is like, dude? Can I just say this? Your impression of a locker room and football players is so off. So off. Like, holy smokes. First of all, that is as best an endorsement as you could give a player. Because here's the thing. You have to answer the question so that the follow-up question isn't, so where do you think he ranks? You see what I'm saying? Because you don't want to go down that road. So that's, he answered the question perfectly to avoid the next question, which is, why don't you rank him? Where do you think he is? Like, no.
Give us one more, Marcos.
Guys, I think I have found my new favorite sport. If you have an opportunity to join us on our YouTube, Miami 560 WQAM, want your opinion on what I consider to be the future, and that is jetpack racing. We have finally got to a point in which we have jetpack racing.
Oh my,
it's amazing.
God.
That is,
they're going so fast.
Not only, you have to get it just similar to track. You can't be on the outside lane. You got to be on the inside lane and cut them off.
But my question is this.
Yeah.
Why they just let their legs hang? Oh, there you go. He's spreading them out. He's trying to get aerodynamic.
Got to get aerodynamic on them.
Yeah.
It's making me very nervous.
It's very scary. Very scary. But I would like to think Mike McDaniel is watching this like, pretty fast. I'm liking this.
I could see Mike McDaniel having it. I could see Mike McDaniel coaching minicamp in a jetpack.
Whoa. Is that a brother?
Oh, yeah, that is.
My goodness.
Yeah, indeed. Issa Kalfon.
No.
Look how close that race was.
No, there's no chance, right?
Yeah, for sure. He's
what country is he from?
I don't know.
Issa Kalfon? Not sure.
We'll find out where Issa Kalfon is from, but we got to take a break. Back with more to this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.